This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee featuring Justin Bieber.
We were doing some research on this song yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently Justin Bieber heard the song and called up Luis Fonsi and said, "Let me be a part of this." It wasn't his manager. It wasn't his PR person. It was actually Justin.
Funny.
And a shout out to Daddy Yankee. We've never mentioned him.
Yeah, Daddy Yankee.
What part of it does he do?
This part right here.
This part.
Oh, I always assumed that was Luis Fonsi.
No.
You know, one of my greatest disappointments in life is that the chick who sang this for us on the phone did not do it at the karaoke.
Yeah.
I know.
Was she
there?
I don't know. She didn't come up and say hi.
So. You know, as great as of an idea as it was to have karaoke at that event, the truth is, people are so serious about karaoke. Mm. The line that people had their names lined up and were waiting in the wings for their moment.
Yep.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yep.
I mean, you jumped the line, and I'm
totally
sure someone wanted to shoot you because my
that
Sharona was my song.
Oh, no. I tried to pick something that no one would go for.
Because, you know, that's a big part of it, too, is
right.
That you get up there and get to do your song.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't want someone else to have just done your song
right.
Two songs ago.
Right.
You got it. That's why you got to have a backup or two, you know, just in case.
Well, but if you've been working and you know this is your song and this is the one where you can hit all the notes and you've got it down.
I might do like a Police song next time. I was thinking, you know, So Lonely or something.
Police.
Yeah.
I love the Police.
They are excellent.
Yeah.
I also want to give a shout out to
here we go.
Zuleika Rivera.
Is this person alive?
She's the super hot chick in the Despacito video.
Oh.
What's her name again?
Zuleika, Zuleyka Rivera.
Zuleika Rivera.
Why wouldn't you kiss her?
I would kiss her on the lips.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
you seem to come up with a reason not to
kiss her lips.
The ladies all the time.
So you would kiss her?
Well, I mean, have you seen her?
No, I have not. And was she Miss Universe?
Oh, she's wearing some.
It's just she's a Puerto Rican model, actress. Oh, and former Miss Universe 2006. Yeah.
Yeah, she's freaking smoking hot.
I mean, come on, you'd kiss her too, right, Finn?
I'm not the one that goes around staring women straight in the face and then saying, "Nah, let's not."
Listen, you don't want to force it. If the moment's passed, it's passed.
You could
regain
the moment.
I don't think it was still in it.
I think you were in the moment.
Yeah, the same song was playing. I mean, there was not like, it's not like 10 minutes went by.
No.
Despacito.
Oh my God.
Despacito. Na 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 despacito.
I mean, it's official that the moment has passed now.
Oh, yeah, it's fully passed.
Yeah, Rachel. Where's Rachel? She's over.
Where's Rachel?
Are you going to kiss me right now? The moment has passed.
This is a good song, too.
This is the song that was playing.
I know.
I always forget. Who is this?
Red Gambino.
Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino,
and it's called Red Bone.
It reminds me of a Prince song.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a Macy Gray song.
Sure. That, too.
That voice is
Whose butt cheeks are those?
That's, is that butt cheeks going?
I forget her name already. The girl from
Zuleika.
Despacito.
Zuleika. Oh.
Zuleika. Miss Universe 2006.
Well, she is pulling her pants right down and showing you her butt cheeks.
Yep.
Well,
that's the way to do it these days, girls. Just so you know, pull your pants down and show your butt cheeks to the world. That's where your net worth's at. Don't listen to me. Or keep your pants up and prove your worth in some other way than showing your butt cheeks.
Oh, for crying
out
loud!
You heard me! God! Ah! America's favorite music genre is... rap.
Pop.
Jazz. Classical.
Jazz.
Opera.
It's R&B and hip hop, which they have smushed together. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they don't see those as separate genres, but that is
because of people like Drake.
I guess so. Ever since Nielsen Music has been collecting data on music sales, rock and roll has been our favorite genre. Yeah. In 2017, rock is no longer king.
Oh, it hasn't been king for a while.
It's been king since this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the first time it has not sold. It's not been the most popular. So here's the thing, though. This is based on actual sales data, and it does include streaming. If you take the streaming away, rock and roll is still number one. Like cash, you know, cash and CDs and actual sales of units. Rock would still be number one by a pretty wide margin, actually. Rock accounts for 42.7% of physical album sales. I guess that's us old people buying rock records.
I still do.
Compared
you know
to
that.
Just 15.6% for R&B and hip hop. But when you count it all and you count in the streaming, and that is part of the money-making thing these days, R&B and hip-hop have become the country's new favorite genre. Over the first half of 2017, R&B and hip-hop have claimed about 25.1% of the market, and rock is second with 23%. Pop is third with 13.4%, followed by country, 8%, Latin, 5.7%, electronic, 4%, Christian and gospel, 2.5%, children's music, 1.4%, and jazz and classical, which claim about 1% of the market.
Yes.
So R&B and hip-hop, which are apparently the same category, rule the roost.
All right.
Last night, look, I got to give a little bit of backstory on this. There's this movie, and it's called The Room. And it was made 10 or 15 years ago by this dude, Tommy Wiseau, who self-funded, wrote the thing, directed the thing, and is the star of this. And it's I only recently ever heard of this, but it's clearly been around and being made fun of for years and years now. So the James Franco, Seth Rogen movie about the movie called The Disaster Artist. I guess it was at Sundance?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it actually... I'm sorry, South by Southwest.
Oh, okay.
And so people...
it's done.
Yeah. And it's coming out, did you say December?
Yeah.
So they've released a trailer for it, and it looks, I watched it last night, my kid comes running in the room, he's like, oh my God, there's a trailer for The Disaster Artist, oh my God, oh my God! So we watched it together, we cracked up, sent it down to, you know, the rest of my family in LA, and it's a recreation of one of the most iconic scenes in the movie where he just says this most bizarre passage, and then he's lamenting that he didn't hit this woman. I did not hit her. It's BS. I did not. Hi, Mark.
Do you have the whole cast? Because it's ridiculous.
It's
who's in this.
Fantastic. Who's in, like, people are, they're clear. You're a fan of this movie that is so bad. It's like one of the, I don't even know how to classify. Like, most bad movies, you just go, this is horrible. I'm walking away from this. Right. But this one, like, the worse it gets, the more into it you are. Like, you don't even know why it's called The Room. Like, it's, there's no reason for that. They're not just in a room or anything.
So it's Alison Brie, James Franco, Lizzie Kaplan, Zac Efron, Bryan Cranston, Dave Franco, Kristen Bell, Seth Rogen, and Sharon Stone.
Wow. Yeah, it's a big... Oh, is Sharon Stone playing the mom?
It says Iris Burton. I don't know
it's
who
gotta
that is.
It's got to be her. It's,
So let me ask you
a
question.
I'm just so excited about it.
This movie, from the sound of it, is actually a cult hit, then.
Well, it does seem to be. It's
yeah,
certainly
it's
the guy's making money off of
years.
It.
Years, yeah, he's never taken it out of the theaters. It always pops up somewhere.
I bought the DVD,
so it's a cult hit.
It is.
I mean, there's.
It's the worst movie of all time, and
right.
So these guys, Seth Rogen and James Franco specifically, they love it, and they have done a making of it.
And this guy, Tommy Wiseau guy, he travels with the film,
right.
He does,
and he
questions.
Has to pretend that he thinks it was all just a joke that he was, you know, but no, he was trying.
Right, but
it's just excellent.
It sounds. I'm surprised it got made though because it sounds too inside. Like to right. The average person, they would say,
"What's
I don't
this?
I don't know the worst movie of all time." And I don't know why someone made a movie about the worst movie of all time.
It is such a funny thing. But I have to say that if you see the worst movie, you would immediately be like, oh, how did this get... Like, you'd want to see the movie about the story behind the movie. And I guess there's a book that one of the guys who worked on the movie, I think it might be the guy who played Mark, he wrote a book about the experience of making the movie, and that's what this movie is based on.
Oh.
The movie that James Franco has made is based on the book that was released by the person who was like part of oh my God, we just made this movie called The Room.
They're not they're not recreating the movie with actors. They're doing a movie about the making
about
of the
making
worst
of the movie.
Okay.
About how this ever came to be.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, did you put that trailer up for me so that people can...
Oh, did you want me to?
Yeah, let's do that.
Sure.
Put it at radioalice.com.
All right. Okay.
Unless it's easier to do the Facebook page, you tell me. Okay, we're going to go put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Because
hey,
that's easy.
We have a text. 650 says, Eddie's bus just passed me on 101 North on South San Jose by Tully Road.
Oh.
Do you think he's listening to us? Should we call him and see where he is?
Well, I'm sure the radio doesn't work.
Right.
So if he's where they say he is, he's not getting here by
9:30. We'll see him around 9:30.
As we're leaving.
That late?
Well,
I don't know. You want me to call?
Dude, just call. Pushing up Embarcadero takes at least 30 minutes. Yeah. At least.
Everybody, make way for the bingle bus. Just get out of the way.
Yeah, let's move over.
Just let the guy through so that we can have him on the show. Poor Eddie. I actually feel really bad for him. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, we'll do the Millennium Tower story,
right.
Plus college majors you're going to regret, donuts, and more. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Hump Day! This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Bryn just informed me that the trailer for the movie The Disaster Artist is now up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you check us out on Facebook, you can see that. That's a movie that James Franco and Seth Rogen put together about the making of this other movie, which is called The Room.
Sarah 510 says they show The Room with audience participation at midnight at the Clay Theater in SF.
Funny, it's like a Rocky Horror
Picture
Show.
Like once a month, you throw spoons, yell back lines. So much fun. You haven't seen it till you've seen the midnight showing at the Clay.
That's I should take my kids to that. That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
I'll go with you guys.
That'd be great. Yeah, let's do it. Figure out when the next showing is, Hooman. We'll make a night of it. I can definitely stay up till midnight. I have no problem staying up all night. All right, so go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and you can see the trailer. And if you've never heard of the movie...
You're like most people.
Right. Most people... I had never heard of this until, I don't know, a month ago. And we watched it and I went, oh my God, how did I never hear of this? I have to watch this. We have to buy this so we can watch it anytime we want. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Incredible characters, memorable moments. Share the love this summer at the MontereyBayAquarium.org. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the front page of today's Chronicle that looks like they've come up with some kind of solution for the sinking Millennium Tower.
They have. That's good news.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there is this building here in downtown San Francisco that was built. They're condos, I guess you'd call them.
But in 2005.
These are high-priced,
right.
Expensive real estate for, in many cases, for the stars. Like Joe Montana has a place there.
Right.
These people bought these luxury high-rise condos, I'm sure, the hopes of enjoying them for many years and
right.
Someday selling them at great profit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because real estate around here is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, then we hear the tower sinking.
And leaning.
Sinking and leaning, and they say that it's continued to drop as... They're calling it a slow motion car crash as it's just
continues to be this problem and how to fix it. They say the Millennium Tower tilting 2.5 inches more this year.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
No, no, it's so much.
It is.
So when you walk around in those apartments, can you feel the slope?
I don't know. I did see some footage where someone put like a ball in one of the condos and the ball
just rolls.
Oh, there have been reports of cabinets that don't open, doors that are now hitting that won't open because they've moved.
Right.
I mean, it needs to be square for that to work. So here you are in your luxury
million-plus-dollar apartment.
Right. And you can't use it. Oh.
It's just, it's horrifying. And that they didn't go down to bedrock on a building that's that tall is just, I mean, honestly, I don't know who grants these permits, but some, like, clearly some workarounds happened and some people got fat bank accounts off it. They had to have.
I have some info on that, but let me just mention a couple things before we get to the details of the fix. They say, city officials say, the building's now dropped 17 inches since construction got underway in 2005 and continues to drop into the Bayfill at Mission and Fremont Streets.
It's sinking.
Yeah. The sinkage is more pronounced on the northern side. I've just been able to resume the way I usually leave town, which is that way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Down 4th. That's not 4th. I don't know what it is. But I'm passing the Salesforce Tower now, and as I've been going through there, you can't see the Millennium Tower on that side because it's on the other side of, I guess that would be the south side of, no, the east side, whatever.
It's over there somewhere.
So I really can't get a look at it when I'm on my drive home, but I've had to sort of pull up a map to see where it is.
Right.
It is a beautiful tower.
Sure.
Are but people still living there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They bought. That's the thing. You know, one of the problems with this, this is probably more relatable. I bought a lemon car one time, and I went back to them and said,
brand new car.
Yeah.
Nothing but problems.
I didn't buy a new car to have you fix it. I bought a new car so it wouldn't need to be fixed. That's the point. I want to return it. And they're like, we'll fix it. And that's what these people are now up against with these million-dollar apartments. Not only do they probably want to wash their hands of the problem, and they can't. How are you going to sell that?
You can't sell it. They say it's dropped, that these apartments have dropped an average of $360,000 in value. It's some crazy, like, and even if you could get someone to pay that, like, who is like, yeah, I'll buy a house, you know, and my new house in the sinking tower. No one's going to, like, I think they've dropped 100%.
The tower, right, because you can't sell one.
Right.
The tower condos range from $1.6 million to $10 million. That's what they paid for these things.
Right.
Now they can't sell them.
Nope.
And now they're being told, we're going to fix it. We've figured out how to stop
The sinking. Can they raise it back up and right the thing? And
well, that's it. So apparently they can. Well, they're saying now they can. And
wonderful.
I do believe, you know, even back in the day, engineers have been able to create. The Golden Gate Bridge is a perfect example
How
the hell. If someone told me, look, we got a problem. We need to get people from here to here. I'd say, well, we're going to get a boat and we're going to go back and forth.
Right.
All day, every day. And then we're going to start over the next morning.
Yeah.
And that's how that's going to work. The idea that they just built a bridge. Have you seen the photos?
People are amazing. Absolutely.
I mean, you imagine someone out there is figuring out how to fix this thing. They say the problem can be remedied by drilling 50 to 100 new piles down to bedrock. The high rise's current 900 piles now only descend between 60 and 91 feet, well short of the 200 needed to hit bedrock.
Oh, my God.
Well short.
Yeah, half the distance,
right.
Not even.
Less than half the distance. So that's what they plan to do. The fix will cost between $100 and $150 million.
And I hope no homeowner's on the hook for that. I mean, Jesus.
Well, no, they're all in class action lawsuits.
Right.
They want to just
wash this place.
Well, I think they all want out.
Well,
you got to believe. I mean, that's, like I said, I had a pickup truck and was just going, I don't even want it.
I want to drive up, drop this thing off in VW, right, Hooman?
Yeah. Right.
Just go through that. You don't want their money. You just want to be, take it. And just give me what everything back I gave you.
Right. And we're square. Let's walk away.
So can I add something to your story there?
Sure.
So it has been announced. This isn't top secret. But at the bottom of the Millennium Towers is a famous restaurant called RN74. And it's one of Michael Mina's restaurants. Well, he has decided to close it. And what will be opening up in the Millennium Tower, the restaurant, is going to be Aisha Curry's new international smoke.
Is that so?
It is.
So that'll be a permanent location for it, not a pop-up.
From what I understand, it's going to be the new permanent location.
Wow.
But of all the places, sinking building.
Maybe they gave her gave her an apartment and right, wanted the good publicity. Like, we'll let you have the space rent-free, and here's an apartment.
Well,
in our sinking tower. All right, I'll do it.
Could you get better PR?
No.
No.
Steph Curry is gold in this town. Yeah. There's no bigger star right now. Right. He's our dude. So to have his wife opening up a restaurant, that's genius, actually,
yep.
on their part.
It
genius.
Is.
I bet you they paid her.
Oh, I was going to say, I bet.
Not an apartment, though. She probably went, no, I got a house.
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't want your stinking apartment.
Cash is what I'm after here.
Right.
And promotion.
Yeah, for
my place.
Oh, who's that?
Hello?
Eddie.
What's
going on with Eddie?
I was
going
to say, tell him he should just
pull over, right.
Park, fix the thing, get some sleep, and hopefully the rest of your tour goes better than today.
We're very sorry to miss you, but you're never getting here in time.
He said we're supposed to leave at 11:30, then everything exploded. Didn't get out of there till 1:15. We're still an hour away. I said, I don't think you're going to make it to the studio by the end of the show.
I hate
to have you drive all the way up here and you don't go on air. He says, we have an interview in the city after. I said, okay.
Oh, it's coming up anyway.
All right. Okay.
Well, if he makes it in, he makes it in.
The best thing, well, Eddie, you're listening, I hope. The best thing you could do is pull over, fix your ride, and get some sleep, have a great show tonight, and start on time tomorrow. But okay.
Everybody, go check him out and hear the trials and travails at the Improv tonight.
Of the launch of the new Bingle Bus Tour.
Poor guy.
Four college majors you're most likely going to regret.
All right.
Business and finance on the list.
Why?
I don't know.
That seems like a solid one to go for.
Hmm. Number one is history and political science. History would be tough to make money with. I mean, you'd be filled with tons of dinner conversation.
Sure. You win at Trivial Pursuit.
Right.
You know.
Criminal justice, number two.
Oh, I'm very surprised.
Other social sciences, as political science was at the top of the list, along with history and business and finance. My good friend majored in theology, and he's like, you can't do anything with it.
Right.
He's like, I'm happy, but theology is the one you can't turn into money.
Right.
So there's another.
I always think art history is a bad one.
Yeah.
You know, any history is a tough one, because then what, you know, there's going to be someone who knows more about history than you. What are you going to go work at the historical society of some town? I just don't. Do those jobs pay?
Professor,
I guess. Yeah, right. If you just want to continue to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Well, sure. Stay in school and teach.
And stay in school.
And then continue to stay in school.
You're a forever student.
Right.
You were saying the other day your kids went to camp.
Yes.
Like that they wanted to go, and so you sent them, and it turned out to be something they liked.
Yes, the day camps.
Right.
Not the sleepaway camp they weren't as thrilled with, but the day camps they were into.
This is a letter that's gone viral now by a young man who was sent. Is it cute?
Yeah. Well, he's a little smarty butt.
How old is the kid?
11.
Okay.
A kid's letter he sent home from summer camp has his whole family cracking up, and now it's gone viral. While at camp, an 11-year-old named Alex found himself with no toys or books to distract himself during the free periods. His mom, Simone, explained that she had packed a box including cards and Legos and yo-yos and a new book that he'd been wanting to read, but the family forgot it at home.
Oh, no.
So he spent his free period writing a hilarious letter to his parents and didn't hold back. Mom and Dad, why the H dot dot dot?
Oh, hilarious. H-E double hockey sticks. Mm-hmm.
That's what he wrote, those dots. Little.
Right, he doesn't swear.
Why the H dot 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 did you not check if I had toys? I was so bored during free period. I expected more from you, Mom. Not so much, Dad.
Oh.
Your dearest, Alex.
That actually hurts. I expected more from you. I'm so disappointed in you. Oh, that's my job, to be disappointed in you. Poor kid.
The next letter after he got the package says, Dear Mom, thank you for the package that you gave me. I'm working on a Lego set. Are you doing anything interesting? I am. I love you. Hope you stay safe. Love, Alex. No apology there to Dad.
No. I don't expect so much from Dad.
Sheesh.
That guy let me down years ago.
I gave up on him. Yeah. Krispy Kreme and Jelly Belly have teamed up for donut-flavored jelly beans. You want that?
No, I'll just take a donut.
Oh.
I don't really like... I'm not crazy for jelly beans. Do you love the jelly bean?
I do like the Jelly Bellies. Remember that big jug my kid tricked me into buying?
Mm-hmm.
So the multi-flavor, there's a downside to that, which is there's a lot of flavors you don't want.
Right.
And like buttered popcorn, Bryn says he likes it.
Oh,
I
like
know.
That one.
I do like it. Yes.
No, thanks.
But they didn't have like the vomit or the...
No, but...
It's not the yucky one.
There's so many flavors that you do find yourself going, okay, you guys get out of here. And when you get the ones you want,
yeah.
Love them.
Okay. I love the coconut
and
ones.
And you mix some of the right ones together and you even get a neat taste. Sure. And you're like, that's pretty good.
I'll take it.
But too many flavors that I'm not into.
Would you be into donut-flavored ones?
No.
Some that smell like...
But I don't even, donuts have to show up here for me to have them.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out of my way to get donuts, but if they show up here, there's no question that I cannot. It's like I'm like a moth to a flame. Oh, donuts? Oh.
So let me ask you. So you don't go buy donuts?
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. When I go home to the East Coast, if we go visit anybody, usually I'll stop at Dunkin' Donuts because that's the way there. Everybody
it is.
Show up
pastry.
You
didn't bring
in a dozen
pastry?
Donuts, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some coffees.
Right. It's weird.
Dozen donuts.
Well, we're going to chat.
Yeah, don't we? We have to have some pastry to shove in our
We have to snack over something.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Coffee talk.
Just what you need. More sugar and empty calories.
So true. You have some?
No, I don't.
No, that's too bad.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I just can't believe it. We're getting bingle bus sightings via text now.
Thank you, listeners.
As he makes his way up.
Honk and wave at Eddie if you...
North.
You know.
Let him through.
He's right. Clearly had a rough go of it. If he left at 1 in the morning and has been driving all night,
he'll be in tip-top shape for us, huh?
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, sometimes people get a little slap happy and they're actually fun. They're overtired. I think that he needs to make sure he sleeps at some point today, though.
Well, God forbid he should show up, a day early, spend the night in a hotel like a normal person.
Well, he doesn't, he's
had a plan.
He's married
with a kid, yeah.
He had a plan.
Where's my hat?
Is the kid, are the wife and kid with him? Did we find out?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess that if he had that planned, he pulled the plug on that.
Just stay
as
here.
The disasters continued to mount.
If the bus continues to run, join us in X City or whatever.
Game Eddie over. Ift is to Vinny as Mila Jovovich is to Sarah. OFOC.
No, I think that you have an actual relationship with Eddie Ift.
Yeah.
I had her phone number and really that's it.
You guys did hang out
it's
the
more
one
like
time,
Nora,
though.
Yeah, we did hang out once. We had a great time. Nora Jones is to Vinny as Mila Jovovich is to Sarah. Although, did you even meet her? You just got her number from somebody else.
I got
That's
her
not
number
even...
from Yuzette and held on to it.
For too long.
No. I was happy with it in my phone, not doing anything, just seeing it there as I scrolled by.
And then we made him call it.
No, you called it. No one made me call it because I wasn't going to call it. And then it turned out that that number was no longer.
And then you didn't have her number anymore.
Right, you ruined it for me. Thanks a lot.
Sorry about that.
Vinny, Vinny doing that with his girlfriend's underwear was a bit too TMI. Yuck, says 510.
Try to be grateful, lady.
You think that's a girl that wrote that?
I don't
or is
know.
That a guy?
If that's
Hell
a girl.
Yeah, that's a girl.
I was just trying to relate to your story. That's all.
I really loved the tidbit of information, frankly. Thank you for...
I didn't just come out with that because I wanted you to know that. Sarah brought up a story.
A Madonna's underpants. We're going to go on the auction block. And Vinny, you know, when things come up, we like to talk about them. And the next thing you know, we found out that's happening on the regular
no,
at Vinny's house.
That's not what I said. But I did say there was... I proofed it. That works.
On the regular.
No. 925 says, I'll see Vinny at Disney on Monday. A lot of Disney people. They're going to be there.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah, you're going to have a ball. We'll be scrambling back here at the station. I was like, all I need to know is that there's going to be a button I can push that Vinny's going to be at the other end of.
And I'll get to bed. I'm going to get to bed early, and I'm going to be there early, and I'll be ready to go, and I am going to have the glossiest lips you've ever seen.
Why are they going to be so glossy?
They're going to be kissing and kissing.
Oh, for the kissing of the Disney ass.
Kissing.
Yeah. Oh, we're getting Alani away from Jane.
Yeah.
That is our mission, Secret Agent Hassan.
Right. Well, I just told you, I'm going to go to bed early. Get up early, and I am going to be...
Bring candles.
How excited is your kid? Bring
sparkling.
She's stoked. She just can't...
Is she talking about it every
Someone
day?
Wrote in and said, here's how you tell your kid the days. Tell her there's 5 sleeps before you go.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I told her that last night, and she was or yesterday, and she was like, that's too many. And I was like, I know, but that's the that's your reality.
Mm-hmm. She said that's too many.
That's too many.
So what's reality?
Yeah. Is this real life?
You know what? You'd be surprised. We talk to her. We don't baby talk her. She's got quite the vocabulary. You really would be surprised.
Do you make your voice sound like a baby? Like,
no.
How are you doing today?
Is that how you talk to children?
No, I'm just, I hear people do that.
No, we don't do that.
I stay away from kids and animals.
No, you don't. You love kids. It's 50 pictures of you on Facebook holding other people's babies.
Well, they asked me to.
Do they?
It's good promotion for him, though. Look, I can touch kids. It's fine. I'm not scared of them.
Don't laugh.
Right?
Come on, Tom.
I mean, he's going to marry, right?
I hope he does. I want him to be happy.
I think you are.
I can't wait to go to your New Year's Eve wedding.
I mean, we know it's not going to be Rachel.
Where's Rachel? Still, might be Rachel. You never know.
Still puckered up in the front seat of his car waiting.
Are you
going
to try and kiss me? Where are you? Why are you kissing me?
We're super duper late.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We are. Oh, goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.